Speaking at a meeting to finalize the twinning agreement, Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni said the former Sunshine City stands to benefit from Gwanjong as it has many opportunities to offer, especially in terms of business. He said the fact that Gwanjong is more developed than Harare is a plus for the city that has so much to learn and develop.
They are solid on infrastructure, they are solid on waste management, housing and construction. Their financial centers are international hubs. So for a city like ours, in need of technical expertise, in need of funding, this is a great opportunity for us.
Manyenyeni said Zimbabwe is not going into the arrangement with a begging bowl in hand, but would want Gwanjong to exploit opportunities and invest in Harare. Leader of the Gwanjong delegation, Peng Menjiang, said the Harare arrangement is part of efforts by China to strengthen cooperation between the two countries.
We come and visit Zimbabwe and hope this time we can have more exchange between Gwanjong and Harare.
He said Gwanjong, as a city of more than 10 million, had a lot to offer Harare. He invited their counterparts in Zimbabwe to visit the Chinese city and explore opportunities. City residents like Maina Pengen said any arrangement that would improve service delivery was welcome. She said with another Chinese company already upgrading the city's water reticulation system, she expected Gwanjong City to assist in other areas such as waste management that Harare seems to be grappling with.
There's a lot of dirt everywhere. Bins are left to overflow. If we could get help in such areas, I think the twinning program would be a success.
Harare Metropolitan Residents Association spokesperson Mavela Skumalo said while they would normally applaud any meaningful twinning arrangements between Harare and any other international cities, they were unhappy with the way the Chinese in particular have handled their deals with the Harare City Council.
It is suspicious because we have known those from the east to come to Zimbabwe and actually not work out on an equal footing, but treat Zimbabwe as a second fiddle country and actually benefit more instead of a 50-50 benefit.
Harare has twinning arrangements with cities like Munich of Germany that have seen massive capacity building programs being implemented and computer upgrading, resulting in improved water billing and revenue collection in the capital city. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.